Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
We had a Red Bull vodka stage, and then I felt like my heart was going to explode. Oh, every time I drank it, I felt like I wanted to like pretend I'm Spider-Man and try to climb the walls.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Strider has to outperform Harris significantly down the stretch. And here's the most important thing. His WAR right now is higher than Strider. He's in the lead. Don't believe the price. Harris is in the lead.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Really fun first 2 hours of the show. Great guest appearances from our pal Ross Tucker and our pal Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, and some preliminary talk on week 2 of the NFL preseason. Ken and I will return to that coming up momentarily. 40 minutes from now, James Mazzola joins us with golf bets for the BMW Championship this weekend. Tyler Morales joins Ken and I in the Power Hour to give our golf bets for the BMW Championship. Also, our baseball bets for tonight coming up in the Power Hour. But joining us right now to start hour number 3 on this terrific Tuesday, we got fantasy drafts coming up, and I am really excited for that as someone who is obsessed with fantasy football and one of the best fantasy football analysts in the industry. Good friend of ours on the show joins us here to help us break it down after week 1 of the preseason. The one, the only, the great Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, host of Fantasy Football Today. Follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg. Jamie spelled J-A-M-E-Y. Jamie, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
It's going well, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good, Jamie. And, you know, last time we had you on, obviously hadn't played any preseason games yet. We've just completed, obviously, week 1 a couple of days ago. So we can kind of start open-ended, just kind of whatever tickles your fancy here, basically. The most important thing for fantasy players to know that happened in week 1 on any specific team to you was what?
You know, I think it was a couple of the rookies, Damian Pierce and George Pickens, you know, just their eye-opening performances and how impressive they look. You know, Pierce averaging nearly 10 yards a carry, 9.8 yards per rush. You know, showing that he should be the guy there, and a little biased because I'm a Florida Gator. So to see him, you know, actually get some work was fun. And hopefully he takes advantage of the opportunity and, you know, gets it. I think you also look at George Pickens and just, you know, the performance that he put on. You know, clearly there's a pecking order of the Steelers, and it feels as if he may have jumped over Chase Claypool. You know, I don't know if that's going to be the case necessarily from the Steelers' perspective, but I think it is from the fantasy perspective. You know, Deontay Johnson's the one, but I think you should kind of view George Pickens as the two and just, you know, kind of realizing, you know, he should have been a first-round pick in the NFL draft. But I guess the third rookie also be Brian Robinson, just because Antonio Gibson, you know, and his struggles, and that those struggles seem to be carrying over to practice today as he's been sort of moved all over punt formation, you know, third-team offense. You know, it seems like he's just struggling right now. So Brian Robinson, another rookie that could take advantage of it.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show yesterday. Gibson fumbling in the first preseason game. Robinson comes in, scores a touchdown. I think Robinson's going to be like the first and second down grinder coming up week one when Washington hosts the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jamie, we know people have been excited about Trey Lance basically since he was drafted by the 49ers. Can't wait for him to take the field as the starter. Dual threat quarterback, could be a monster for fantasy. And then throws a 76-yard touchdown pass on Friday night against the Green Bay Packers. How do you feel about Trey Lance, and how do you have him ranked amongst like the upper echelon of quarterbacks in fantasy football this season?
So right now he's 10th for me, and you know it's a struggle right now to not put him at 9. I don't know if I can get him higher than that because I do like Russell Wilson, who's 8, and then you have Brady and Murray. You know, if you keep going up, the top 5 feel like they're locked in. You know, Jalen Hurts has kind of solidified himself as a top 5 quarterback for me. So the thing that's nice about Lance, and you know, I think when you even take somebody like Hurts as well, if you want to put him in this category of someone who's not necessarily established year over year, but obviously Lance being a first full-time starter for the first time this year, is there so many good quarterbacks you could pair him with if you're concerned. Depending on how many bench spots you have, it's easy to take 2 quarterbacks this year. But, I mean, the upside is just off the charts. You know, he ran for 31-plus yards in the 3 main appearances that he had last year. You know the weapons that he has if everybody stays healthy with Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk. The offensive line is safe. The coaching staff is amazing. You know, anytime you get these quarterbacks that are going to run, they're just going to be fantastic fantasy options. So he's, you know, depending on when you're drafting, you know, if you're drafting anytime soon, you might get him still at a good price. But he has another performance like this, or just the reports continue to be positive, he's going to, you know, put himself in a range where it's you have to reach for him as opposed to just waiting for him. So love the opportunity for Trey Lance this season. I think he's just going to be fantastic. He's this year's, you know, we always get one quarterback that sort of falls a little bit. Lamar Jackson, his second year. Patrick Mahomes, his second year. Jalen Hurts, his second year. Trey Lance, his second year. Going to blow up this season.
I mean, the Niners would certainly love for Lance to replicate some of the stats that the quarterbacks that you mentioned had, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, like winning MVPs in those seasons where they slipped basically like second-year quarterbacks going into those situations. Jamie, we did have some quarterback news with another second-year quarterback today. Zach Wilson had that surgery on his torn meniscus. That was going to kind of determine the timetable. Still seems murky. You know, week one seems like kind of a long shot now with this joint, just based on the reporting that we have. But it could be longer than that. So if it is Joe Flacco for not just week one, let's say it's Joe Flacco for 2 weeks or a month as kind of Wilson gets back up to speed, as it becomes more Joe Flacco and less Zach Wilson, how does that affect how you feel about the Jets skill position players from a fantasy standpoint?
You know, it's funny because it feels like they're almost better with Joe Flacco than they are with Zach Wilson. And I hate to say that because I want to see Zach Wilson succeed, but we just didn't get a lot from him last year. You know, part of it was because he missed time with a knee injury. But when he was out, Mike White, Joe Flacco, they were better for the other guys, you know, and so you want to see what happens with, you know, however much they put Flacco in the preseason to see the connection with Elijah Moore, the connection with Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis. You know, you kind of, you know, put him as an afterthought because of the 2 young guys. But I think just based on Joe Flacco knowing what he's doing as a proven veteran, as boring as he is, will still put the ball in a position that those guys could have a little bit more success. So I'm not going to really adjust my projections and my rankings for those guys. You know, I think you look at Elijah Moore still as a number 3 receiver. Garrett Wilson more as, you know, number 4 late round kind of guy, and Corey Davis, depending on how deep your draft goes. But, you know, I think you're getting a veteran presence there, and it'd be interesting to see if they somehow pull off an upset in the revenge game for Flacco taking on the Ravens in week one. How much of a, you know, leash do they give him to still be the starter? Obviously, have to see what they have in Zach Wilson, but it just feels like, you know, Zach Wilson's not going to maximize the talent of Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore, and maybe somebody like Joe Flacco can.
Jamie, you and I have talked off air about this. I know you know my opinion on the Giants this year, that I don't think the team is going to be very good. I don't trust this offense. And I like Brian Daboll. I like Mike Kafka. I just don't like the players on this team, and I don't like Daniel Jones. Now we have reports today that the Giants are going to give Tyrod Taylor first-team reps in training camp. They're saying Daniel Jones is going to be the guy. I have no doubt Jones is going to start week one against the Titans. But I think things like this are just, like, obviously, like, not a great sign. And we have people that are maybe excited about Kadarius Toney, excited about Saquon Barkley, maybe excited to buy low on Kenny Golladay, who looks like the worst receiver in football right now, or Daniel Jones is like a quarterback 2 with quarterback 1 upside potentially. I basically want nothing to do with anyone on this offense, maybe with the exception being Saquon Barkley if I get him in the right spot. What about the New York Football Giants offense, which again, a lot of people think could be like under the radar with Brian Daboll running the show now heading into the year?
I do think by the time we get to the middle of the season, assuming that, you know, either Daniel Jones or Tyrod Taylor are competent, and I hope it's Daniel Jones, but as long as the quarterback play isn't a complete disaster, I think the offensive line, as you know, certainly Evan Neal gets a little bit more comfortable, I think there's some talent there, enough to make the guy successful and certainly keep the quarterback protected. But I think you look at Barkley and he's going to catch the ball a lot. That's the thing that's exciting, because that's what we saw as a rookie. So he'll get his rushing numbers. You know, it's probably going to be ugly how he compiles it. I don't know if he's going to run for 5 yards a carry, but, you know, hopefully he's just a little bit north of 4 yards per carry. But if he's in the 70 catch range, knowing how much touches he's going to get, even if the touchdowns aren't going to be astronomical, he still has a chance to be a top 10 running back in PPR. So he's somebody that I'll certainly buy, and I'll buy in the second round. Kadarius Toney is certainly interesting, but, man, he's got to stay healthy. It's just so frustrating that he's dealing with another knee injury. Now, he did participate in individual drills today, so hopefully he's going to be fine, but you just got to understand that there's probably going to be some missed time along the way, and so you don't want to draft him as a starter, more of a number four with a chance to be a number three receiver. So the earliest I would start to look for him is probably in that round seven, round eight range, depending on the format you play in. Wan'Dale Robinson's kind of the next guy for me. You know, if you look at just you mentioned Kenny Galladay looks awful right now. I don't know how anybody could trust him. Sony Shepard coming back from the injury. Who knows when he'll be on the field. You know, this is the guy that this regime drafted, so I'm sure they'll try to be creative with him. Brian Daboll trying to get the ball in his hand. And so he's a good late-round flyer. If he doesn't pan out, you drop him, move on to whoever the next player is coming off the waiver wire. But those are the three for me. You know, Daniel Jones, like you said, in the 2QB league, you know, like in the Scott Fishbowl, for example, I took him as my third quarterback. He's not a bad guy to take a chance on because he'll run a little bit. But, man, he really has to step up, and hopefully he does, because I'm hoping he gives a little bit of confidence to this offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Jamie, yesterday on the show, Nick and I had a pretty spirited conversation about betting and fantasy, but it all really revolved around Treylon Burks, the wide receiver that Tennessee took in the first round. And like, what do we make of trying to translate his performance in week one? Obviously, it's disappointing. He didn't, you know, blow up for a million touchdowns or anything, but, you know, not playing with the starters, coming in late in the game, staying until late in the game. And Nick and I kind of just went back and forth. Not that either of us, I think, like, knows the answer to like how the organization feels about Burks, how, if that's going to affect his playing time whatsoever. Obviously, they drafted him in the first round, they need him to play, and AJ Brown got traded to the Eagles. But it just kind of opens the door for like a curiosity about what this is going to be like. What is his upside this year? Kind of, you know, how do you project him now that we have that one disappointing week? So what's kind of your updated opinion on Treylon Burks, kind of, you know, off really the most disappointing week one from when he played and how he played that we could have?
I think you draft him and just understand you got to be patient, you know. And you go back to I think it was 2 years ago with Justin Jefferson, and he wasn't running with the first team either for Minnesota. You know, I think Mike Vrabel's an old school coach and wants to make these guys prove it, not just because they're a first round pick. They all of a sudden come in, unless they're just, you know, blowing the doors off things, that they're going to let these guys play. I mean, think about what he did with Malik Willis. He didn't throw the ball. He was running. He looked great out there if you're just watching him, but he did some things that the coaching staff didn't like and they pulled him, you know. So I think they're going to make him earn his way onto the field. This is a team still that's going to, you know, put the ball in Derrick Henry's hands as long as he's upright and let him carry this offense. But I do think that Treylon Burks is going to start to, you know, pick up some steam as the season goes on. You know, once he gets comfortable, once the coaching staff gets comfortable with him, once Ryan Tannehill starts to feel comfortable with him. Remember, Tannehill didn't play in that game, so, you know, take that into account. But look, you're asking Robert Woods at 31 years old or 30 years old to come back off a torn ACL and be a dominant player? I don't think that's the case. I think Treylon Burks' profile is the best as an A.J. Brown type of player, a guy that can be a difference maker, certainly when he gets the ball in his hands and make plays down the field. So if you drafted him already, just be patient. If you're going to draft him and plan to draft him, you know, just understand that you're not getting a player that you can use in the beginning part of the season, but by the middle to the end, he might be a starter for you. So I'm not getting too crazy and running away from him, but obviously you have to drop him a little bit just based on the initial projections or the initial rankings. You know, he was a middle number three receiver for me. Now he's closer to number four guy, but I'm certainly still buying him based on what I expect him to do.
You bet here with Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a terrific Tuesday, talking fantasy football with our pal Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg. Jamie, out of these three backfields with kind of like nebulous situations right now, the San Francisco 49ers, the New England Patriots, and the Las Vegas Raiders, which of the three do you feel the most confident in projecting right now and why? Maybe it's all three, in which case let us know your opinion on all three. But which one do you feel the most confident in projecting at this moment?
I mean, I have the winning lottery numbers, too, if you want me to give you those. It's not easy to predict those three backfields. I think Josh Jacobs is the safest, you know, just because I feel like what he's done and the guys behind him, while Zamir White has a lot of potential, you know, Amir Abdullah coming in again to be another team's third down back, you know, we'll see how that goes. I don't think Jacobs can catch the ball very much, but I do buy the Raiders scoring points. Typically, when they have a successful team, he has been at his best because he's not a very great player when they're playing from behind because – the Elijah Mitchell situation in San Francisco is so frustrating. So,
we'll try and get Jamie's phone situation fixed here. Jamie, back with us here. Jamie, please continue. Yeah, we lost you for a second. Please continue.
Yeah, it's five years in a row of the leading rusher being different in San Francisco. So, for me, it was Tyrion Davis-Price, and you know now Jeff Wilson. Those are the two that I'm looking at. I hope Trey Sermon has an opportunity, but. You know, just a very muddy situation. The guy that I like the best of the three teams that you mentioned is Ramondre Stevenson. The fact that he was getting reps in the James White role yesterday is so encouraging because he's a Damien Harris injury away from being the guy there. And if he's playing on passing downs already while splitting the rushing down work, he could be fantastic. So that's my favorite of the guys, especially based on cost. But the one I think is the safest is probably Josh Jacobs.
Jamie, final question here, about 60 to 90 seconds to go. Probably the hottest name in fantasy football right now. I can't believe I'm saying this, and I actually mean it, just in terms of a guy who was off the radar a couple weeks ago, a month ago, and is now squarely on the radar. Kansas City Chiefs rookie running back, Isaiah Pacheco. Yes, that is a real person for the people that don't know. And like, he's wearing Tyreek Hill's old number 10, kind of looks like Tyreek Hill a little bit, has been flashing at training camp, played well in the first preseason game. What are your thoughts right now on Kansas City's backfield and how Pacheco might fit in? And obviously, you want to be involved in a Patrick Mahomes-led offense if you're playing fantasy football.
I mean, you've heard me say this phrase a lot of times. He's a lottery ticket. You know, he's I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire injury or even a struggle away from being the leading back for the Chiefs. He's unbelievably fast. Some would say treadmill fast before he trained in the offseason. So I know that they got him ready to go. He was one of the fastest running backs in the combine. And I think you're just going to see a guy that Andy Reid utilizes in a lot of different ways. You know, so Ronald Jones, I think, is going to be potentially off the team. He's the second running back that you draft for the Chiefs. And if Clyde Edwards-Helaire gets hurt like he has the last two seasons or struggles, this could be a guy that wins your league. So you absolutely look for him in that round 8-9, like for sure.
Jamie, awesome stuff, man. We love having you on the show. We appreciate it. I want everyone to check him out on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg. Check out the podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Watch him on CBS Sports HQ. Stay well, and we'll talk to you soon here for draft season.
Hey, guys.
Jamie Eisenberg joining us here on You Bet. I'm telling you, Isaiah Pacheco. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's we didn't ask him about Green Bay's receiver, Romeo. We don't even know if it's Romeo Dubs, right? Yeah, we don't even know what it is.
I think it's Dubs. Even if it's not, that's what I want to call him. And his connection wasn't great. I wanted,
right?
Yeah. Dubs.
So much better. Got to be Dubs. Even if it's not. Even if he comes out and says Daubs. I'm like, nope. No, it's not. Well,
Daubs is pretty funny also, though. Daubs.
Daubs.
who's apparently like Davante Adams, like, and not rookie Davante Adams.
It's unbelievable. Like, it's so ridiculous they trade him, and then this just like falls on their lap, basically. It's
and it wasn't even the first receiver they took, the second receiver.
Exactly. Amazing. First receivers they haven't even really played yet. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so Romeo Dubs, a.k.a. Romeo Daubs, and Isaiah Pacheco appear to be like the rookies that are rising the most right now in fantasy football. Quick break here with Nick and Ken on the BetQL Network, and when we come back, we'll get back to handicapping week two of the NFL preseason here on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.